Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann has charged three white police officers with battery in the beating of an African American man, Frank Jude Jr., outside a Milwaukee party last fall. Two of the officers also face additional charges. McCann's been on the job for 36 years, and this is far from the first police community case he's handled that has a racial component. McCann says despite the uproar over the new case, minorities in Milwaukee are making progress.
To say we haven't made progress would be a bad mistake. We've elected two black sheriffs in this county. We've elected black judges. We've had a chief of police that was African American. And we've got 1,000 miles to go. I'm not saying, hey, everything's okay. It isn't. And the things aren't perfect. But in my heart, I believe they are better.
But McCann's refusal to add racially based hate crime charges to the new beating controversy disappoints some people in Milwaukee, including Common Council President Willie Hines. Hines says some local residents don't believe in the criminal justice system.
There are some who believe that when an officer is involved, that justice certainly cannot be achieved. Let me say that I am disappointed that there was no hate crime enhancer, because I believe that Mr. Jude's incident was racially motivated.
Hines says Frank Jude and his friend Lavelle Harris were the only two ethnic minorities at the October 24 house party. District Attorney McCann says he didn't issue hate crime charges because he believes the officers who apparently surrounded, kicked, and punched Jude were focused on finding a wallet and police badge they say they thought Jude had taken. But McCann says more charges could be filed if more witnesses come forward with information. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.